Good morning, Dangerous Beauties. This is Cherie here of the Anchor Podcast, the Dangerous Beauty Podcast, that is. I have encouraging words for you today, so just take heed to it, and I pray that it really just registers with you today. It's called World of Promise. Inside you is a world trying to be born, a world of promise, purpose, and delight, a world bigger than the small pinched dreams you've kept squirreled away in the small place of the here and now. The risk it takes to spread the wings of your vibrant mind, to expand the pegs of your tents, to reach toward the unknown deserts of trial and error, chances and uncertainty, requires holy courage. See yourself as brave, dear one, and the birthing within you will lead to a broad landscape, too plenteous and too verdant to fail. I don't ask you to dream big, I ask you to be big. Be blessed. Array of beauty. You're a garden. You're an array of beauty that even the trees admire. Mountains salute you. But no garden grows by itself. No garden can thrive untended. Weeds and bugs, blight and storm attack the garden's glory. Have you ever known a farmer to sleep through the growing seasons of his crops? Can he snooze away the days as his fields rot and birds of the air and animals of the earth devour his tender plants? You're my garden. Unlike a garden in the natural world, requiring water, nourishment, pruning, and protection, you also have requirements. Tell me, darling, how will you nurture your spirit today? I think sometimes we have this tendency to feel like we don't or aren't the best that we can be. And a lot of times we have to grow into that. We have to become the woman that, you know, God calls us to be. And in our divine purpose, He'll reshape us. And as we continue to seek Him and the things that we desire, or even our purpose in life, He'll continue to show us who we are and what it is that we're called to do. So I just pray God really blesses all of you. Those of you that listen in, I thank you for coming in and just being encouraging, wanting to feel empowered, encouraged in the next season of your life. And just know that you shouldn't look back. Don't look back. Don't feel like you're in a moment of scarcity. Even if you are, just know that something is coming for you. And just stay encouraged in the season, all right? Continue to follow the Dangerous Beauty Podcast here on Anchor, as well as Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at Cherie Van Charles. That's Cherie Van Charles. Be blessed. Good morning, Dangerous Beauties. This is Cherie here, and I just wanted to encourage you today. I was reminded of something that someone actually told me one day, and it just kind of came up regarding, are you being pretty much afraid? It's really covering fear, but it's like sometimes people could be afraid of failure, but also people could be afraid of success. And I just want to challenge you today to kind of look inside yourself and ask, what is it that you're afraid of? What is that big giant that's in your life that's causing you to kind of not pursue what it is that you want to pursue, that you really believe and dream in your heart that you want to pursue, but you're just not doing? I have a recent, I guess, endeavor that's come up that God has really been pushing on my heart to just go after it. I mean, do it. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting on? You've been waiting for like 5 years. What are you doing? Like, and it's like, okay, Lord, I hear you, but what is this in the way of causing me not to move? Why am I comfortable? Am I afraid of, you know, perhaps this whatever you called me to do going viral? Or am I afraid of all the people coming out of the woodworks trying to talk to me regarding something that you want me to do? You know, the passion that you put in my heart is a pursuit that I need to pursue, you know, that passion. And so I'm asking you the same questions. These things that I talk about on here aren't things that I don't deal with, aren't things that God hasn't had to put in my heart to actually shape and cause me to ask questions about myself and to myself. These are things that I've had to deal with too. I feel like it would just kind of be null and void me just talking to you, just talk, womp, womp, like Charlie Brown, and you not actually like hearing it, you know, from me, myself, and I, who has had to deal with the same issues that you have had too. So it's just a way to look at it, you know. I believe in God, and I believe in the word of truth, which is the Bible, and it talks about, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And that is sound doctrine, because if you base your eyes and you look to fear, then you're not going to accomplish much. But if you look to faith, then you're definitely going to overshadow anything that you ever thought you couldn't do in your life. You're going to just tower over it. You're going to run. You're going to jump over those hurdles. Like, think about your life, right? Think about all of the things that you probably have gone through and have been through in your life. Think about how you didn't give up. Think about how you didn't quit, how much you could have, but you really made it through. That's just a testament to the perseverance that's within you. You're not somebody that's just gonna sit on the sidelines the whole time. You're gonna get back in the game. You know, you're gonna do what you need to do. So this is just a little mere encouragement for you today to kind of check out what it is that you're feeling like you need to do, but ask yourself the questions, why aren't you doing it? I think consistency is definitely key. I know I listen to a lot of different podcasts and people surrounding me that I like to be encouraged by that actually talk about being consistent and not giving up and not coming to the cusp of doing what you need to do, like you're on at the swimming pool and you want to jump and dive, but you're afraid. You're already on the diving board about to jump in. What are you scared of? Like, go. What is the worst that could happen? Like, there's water there. It's just water. It's not without, you know, any water in it, the pool. We're just using a concept here. Get what I'm saying? It's not like it's no water. Remember back in the day when we would watch, like, was it Roadrunner and those little cartoons where they would have the swimming pool cartoons, and then they would jump into a swimming pool that didn't have no water in it, and the water had been sucked out and they hadn't seen the water was gone. Like, that's not the scenario we're in. We're in a scenario where we know there's a pool, we know there's water in it, we know there's this big old, you know, really cool slide / jumping beam of a trampoline / jumping diving board, whatever, you know, a really cool diving board, and you know, we want to jump in because we want to enjoy the water, we want to swim, we want to go down to the bottom and come float right back up, you know. And so that's kind of how life is. You just got to kind of jump in. I think God gave us an ability to do what he's given us to do, like with our gifts and our talents, whether it's makeup, whether it's beauty. And you could be on the podcast listening and you're not into any of that. Hi, hello, this message is for you too. You could want to be that lawyer that you always wanted to be, but you've been so scared of pursuit because you don't want to go to school for that long term. Don't worry about that. You'll get what you need to get done. You know, look into different programs. It's where you can be in an accelerated program, you know. You never know what God has in store for you if you just look up, you know, and look out and see what it is that you're really able to pursue, okay? So, sorry to sound if it's like a lot of things that I'm saying, but you get what I'm trying to say. I'm really just trying to encourage you to just do what you need to do, okay? Love y'all. Bye. This has been the Dangerous Beauty Podcast. Feel free to follow on at Sheree Van Charles on Instagram. That's SHAREEVANCHARLES. Have a blessed day. Hey Anchor, it's your girl Sheree here with the Dangerous Beauty Podcast. I wanted to read a really encouraging devotional that I usually do. Each day I have different ones that I like to read, and this one was really resonant with me today, and I wanted to share it with you today. It's called Block of Stone. Today, think of yourself as a sculptor, facing your block of stone and all ready to chisel out the beauty locked inside. A form in the stone has been waiting to be set loose for centuries, and my Father has sent you to set the stone trapped captive free. You've been given the gift to see into the hard interior of stone. You're blessed with the consecrated skill required to create beauty from ashes. Trust your gifts today. Trust me, who made you who you are. Dare to chisel away at your divinely appointed task and dignity and holy pride. Be blessed. Good morning, Dangerous Beauties. It's Sheree here. And I just wanted to encourage you today and kind of talk to you about doing the minimal. So there have been times where I felt like, you know, I have a relationship with God, of course. And, you know, he speaks to me about different things in my life and things that I need to change or things that I need to just kind of come up on. And just recently, I just like heard, like, you know, if you do minimal, then you get minimal results. But if you do maximum, then you get maximum results. So how many times in our life have we been complacent, right? Have we been comfortable because we're just
uncomfortable with the unknown, or we're fearful of doing the most because we don't want other people to see us in a certain light, or we want to just play small because we want other people to feel comfortable around us and we want them to be okay with where we are in a mediocre way. That ain't the way God created you, you know? He created us to do great because he's great, and great is he in us. And so I pair a lot of everything that I do with my spiritual walk, because that's who I am and that's what I believe gets me through, and with my faith, you know? So it's just an encouragement for you to do the maximum so that you can get the maximum increase and the maximum results that you wish to see. We see everybody else on Instagram and all of these different places doing the greatest, and we be like, oh man, she's getting her thing on. And we tend to champion other people that are doing great. But I think this is the season where you're supposed to be great too. So let's not look to our situation as being small. And don't think of yourself as small. You know, you are big. You are somebody that's great, and you are created to do great things, all right? So I just wanted to encourage you today. Don't think small, think big. And don't be minimal, be maximum. Have a blessed day. Good morning, Dangerous Beauties. You know who it is. It's me, Sheree. Today, I just wanted to send a loving encouragement to you. Just, for everything that you've been going through this year, everything that you feel like you have even overcome, like, don't give up, don't quit. The battle is not yours, it's God's. And whatever you're feeling so distraught about, even in your life right now, like you'll never come through, or it just feels like you're not breaking this cycle, just know that you're gonna get through it. You need to encourage yourself. You need to make sure you read words of affirmation over your life, speak life and not lies, not believe lies of what people say, not believe lies of what your ex-boyfriend said, what your mama said, what your daddy said. These are the moments where we are really trying to push ourselves, not to be better than anybody else, but be better us. Be a better you. Be a better you of tomorrow. Be a better you for the next day and the next day. Like, you're not doing this to be above anyone else. You're doing this so that you can complete the task that God has for you. And I just wanted to say that today. I know it's a little bit more on the spiritual side, but I'm a woman of faith, and I believe in God, and I believe in Jesus, and I believe that's who helps me and who has gotten me through some really rough patches. And, you know, I know that life can seem hard sometimes. Trust me, I've been through it. There's a lot I could tell you right now, but there is so much hope. There's so much faith. There's so much love in the fact that you have people that will surround you and encourage you. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to encourage you today with that. It ain't much, but it's something. And if you didn't get encouragement today, may you be encouraged by this. And I just think that time is now that we start to lift each other up as women and not be in competition and not be bitter or jealous towards anybody else who you think might be, has the one hand up on you or whatever. It's not even about that. It's about, what did God gift you? What has he called you to do? And what are you supposed to be doing right now? And how are you going to get through whatever it is that you might be going through? Okay? So I thank you guys for listening in. Continue to follow at Sheree Van Charles on Instagram, SHAREEVANCHARLES on IG, baby. And I hope to be talking to you all soon. Bless you. Bye-bye. Greetings, Dangerous Beauty. I am Sheree, and this is the Dangerous Beauty Podcast. I'm so glad that you joined me today. Today's segment, I just wanted to talk a little bit about word affirmations and how to speak life over yourself. Very simple concept, but something that I have learned over time to do, not to build myself up in arrogance, but to build myself up in confidence. And we all know that words carry power and weight, right? And so it's very important for us to feel good about ourselves and believe the best about ourselves, because at times we may have been knocked down by other people or even our own life circumstances, or just have felt inferior or just really not good enough. You know, I remember when I was in high school and middle school and just certain seasons of my life as a young person, youth, especially teenagers. That's why I'm so big on trying to help them and bring them up. I was talked about, you know, everybody has been bullied some way, shape, or form. And maybe you haven't, maybe you were the bully, but in any case, I was, and I was talked about, not all the time, but sometimes, whether it be other girls mostly or guys or whatever. But, I'll never forget when I was in college, this part about my life, I was very adamant about building my confidence. And for whatever reason, I felt like in my spirit and my soul, I wanted to just build myself up and build the way that I felt about myself, because those negative things were attached to my life and I didn't want them anymore, because I knew that there was truth in the Word of God in the Bible, because that's what I believe. And that's what started to shape my mindset and started to shape the personality of me. And I would read a scripture that talked about me being fearfully and wonderfully made, and wonderful are his works, and my soul is happy about that. And I started to read that, and I no longer felt like the cement that people said I was because I'm shorter. I no longer felt like this is inferior, insecure woman because I was talked about, because my hair was talked about, or whatever the case may be at one point in my life, or clothes or whatever. Because I know what God said about me. And the clothes didn't matter. The fact that I was short didn't matter. It mattered that he made me. And that's all that mattered. You know what I mean? Word affirmations, soul affirmations are so important. Do you know that when somebody says something negative to you, it goes into your soul? That's why we carry it in our heart, because it has now penetrated your soul. If anybody is, you know, knows about certain things, like in the back in the day when, you know, if you're a Christian, if you're not, it's okay. You can still listen up. They used to tell us, be careful, little eyes, what you say, eyes, what you see, excuse me. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Little things like that. These are the gateways, okay? We have a spirit, a soul, and a body, if you believe in that. Some people don't, but I'm going to tell you what I believe. And so those things that enter us are entering our gates when we look at something, you know. People look at negative movies or certain things, it's going to enter into your gates, in your eyes, you know, it's your soul. Things that you hear, bad music, bad talk. People, you know, a lot of kids are listening to their parents' conversation when they argue. That's why you'd be like, don't argue in front of kids. Let's not get into disputes over the children, because they're going to hear this and they're going to start to internalize those things because they're still sensitive and they're still growing and developing into who they're called to be. And so you're trying to guard them as much as you can, right? Same thing goes to us as adults. But sometimes we think as adults we can just listen and hear everything that we want to. Not especially if you're not an empath like me. If you're an empath like me, you can't just hear everything. You just can't see everything. It's not easy, because you take on, you can have you can have that moment of taking on other people's stuff or things that you see. And I just want to watch the news because it's negative, and a lot of people don't, because it's just too much sometimes. It's always negative and negative and negative. And then you have that one thing, oh, the dolphin got saved, and you're like, oh great, you know. But everything really is negative. That's what it promotes, negativity, honestly, and fear. But in any case, the soul is so important. I just wanted to talk to you about that word affirmation and making sure that every day that you're giving yourself that you're pushing yourself to the limit, and beyond the limit, you know, beyond limitations, because you have the ability to do the impossible because there's greatness inside of you. And this segment is so important, because you need to know that your soul needs to be anchored with words of hope, words of justice, of peace, and of nobility, and of power, and that you can do those things because you have a supernatural ability and within yourself to do that. I had to check myself today because I was feeling discouraged, because I felt some type of way because of something that I felt in my spirit about a certain situation that I felt might happen in my life. And I just had to check myself and catch myself up to speed, because, you know, you may or may not know, I work with another company, and I'm an impact fellow for a company by the name of Seiko Designs. And with that company, I have to continue to grow and shape and move and shake, because it's a fashion line, and you're working with other women, and you're selling, and you're doing these things, and you're recruiting, and you're doing a lot of things because you want to impact other people. And so I just felt down for a minute, but I checked myself real quick. It took me like an hour to get myself together. And I said, no, I got to push myself. So I started reaching out to my contacts. I started letting people know about the things that we have coming up. And I had to reach out to another person to make sure that I got myself acclimated so that I can be ready for an opportunity that's coming to me. You know what I mean? You got to check yourself. You got to have that. You got the ability to bounce back. You got to choose to bounce. You know, so it's so important to get our soul affirmations on, and those words affirmation that are supposed to pierce our soul. So I just wanted to encourage you today. I don't want to be before you long. And actually, right now, I have never done this, but I'm going to pray for you on this podcast. And you could take it as you will. If you're a sister that listen in, hey, how you doing? A male that listen in, hey, how you doing? I just want to say thank you for listening. And God, we thank you today for those that are listening on the podcast today. I pray that there will be an awakening in all of us, in our souls, in the way that we feel about ourselves, God. I pray that your confidence will come over us, because we are royal. We are confident in you, and we're confident people because you created us to be that way. When you created the world, you created it with confidence, because you already knew you had the ability to do it. because you were the creator and you created us in your image, and you said that we were good when you made us. You didn't say we were negative Nancy's, or we were critical Kirks, or we were not good enough to do anything that you placed inside of us to use the gifts that are supposed to be all used for the glory of you. God, I thank you for those listening on the podcast, that if someone is feeling down today, that they would listen to this today. Even if it's one person, I could reach one, God. If that's all that matters to me, let them know that they are loved, they are cherished by you, and they're most of all able to do whatever you put inside of them. There is a dream coming. There is a vision coming. There is Sleeping Beauty. It's time for you to wake up. If you've been dreaming too long, it's time for you to wake up and get to work. I thank God for you. I thank you that you're listening here, and God has a great plan for your life. Don't sleep any longer. It's time to wake up. Your prince is here. Let's go. All right. God bless y'all. Bye. Or evening, for those of you that listening on the podcast, is Cherie, and I just wanted to come in today and just kind of talk to you about the love, not just any kind of love, but the love of God. I think sometimes we get off our Richter because of the way that we've been treated in the past by people, even our family members, male or female, friends, foes, those that don't like us, those that we think are haters. But at the end of the day, some of us, I think, probably at one point of our lives, probably have felt unloved. I know I did. I have quite a bit of a story that I could share with you on the podcast. It would take quite a bit of time, but there has been a lot of moments in my life where I felt unloved. You know, my father passed away when I was a little girl, so that already played into the affection and the missing of a earthly father, that I lacked love in that area of my heart. So I was always trying to look for it in disguise and men and even just things that I felt like I needed to be a part of, because I just wanted to feel accepted. Not only do you feel rejection from love, but you feel rejection from self and who you are, and you want to feel like you're a part of something. And if you've had dysfunctional families, you know there's been times in your life where you didn't feel loved by your parents because they didn't do or exceed your expectations, which you shouldn't put too many expectations on them anyway, because they're human. But there's just somebody that I know. I know of a man, okay, who came and saved my life, but not only saved my life, but he changed my life, and I was able to tell you the story, and his name is Jesus. I don't have a problem with sharing that on the podcast. You may or may not believe it, but honey, I'm telling you, with the way things are moving in this world today, that's who you need. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 1:16. And I'm also here to share with you the love of God, because that's who I am. It's a part of who I am. It's what created me. I was created out of love. Not just two people came together, my mother and father, but there was a Father God that helped me get to this world. And he blew life into me because he wanted me here. He wanted me here because he loved me. He wants you here because he loves you. He has a purpose for you. There's no reason God would create anybody without the concept of love, and without you being here for a reason. Honey, let me just tell you, there ain't no reason. You ain't here for no reason. You here because he got a purpose. God would not set you on this earth, breathe life into you as a baby, have somebody raise you up, whether that was a foster home, a mama, a daddy, a granny, a auntie, a cousin, a niece, a nephew, whoever raised you, and not have something so special, so unique, so beautiful for you to do in this world. We are all individual. Like I've talked about before, you have your own fingerprint, boo. God knows the numbers of hair on your head. He knows you intimately, more than you even know yourself. He teaches you about you. So that love wants to be spread all over the nation and wants to be spread through you. So get to know the love of God. If you don't know, I encourage you to just go research scriptures on God's love and Jesus' love. God gave up his son for you. The love of God is so pure. It's so genuine. It's unconditional. Even when we're fickle with God. And some of y'all may have left God. Some of y'all may have like, you know, God, I'm going to leave you for a minute. I got to do me. And he's okay with that, because you know what? He gives you free will. God loves us and has us. He loves us so much, he gave us free will. He's like, you can do whatever you want to. You can choose me or you're not. You choose the consequences too of your actions. But he loves us. We have left him sometimes. We've went our own route. I mean, you leave him when you leave him, and you do your own thing, and you don't consider him when it comes to your purpose or the will he has for your life, which is greater than anything that you can conjure up. Trust me, I know. I've been through a lot of different wills of my own, and God is like, okay, when you're ready to stop doing that, let me send you what I really have for you, because it's better than what you can even do for yourself. So in any case, this is about the love of God. So I just want to encourage you, my sisters, encourage you, my brother, that don't give up on love, because love did not give up on you. Be blessed. Greetings, dangerous beauties. It's Cherie here, and I just wanted to talk to you today about conquering the vision. What is the vision? The vision is whatever you have set in your heart. I believe that we are created with a purpose in life, and I believe that God always intends to put something in you that you're going to carry out for the rest of your life. It could be for a certain period of time that you work for a certain company to learn and get acclimated in those tools and things that you need to eventually one day start your own company after leaving that. You might leave your Fortune 500 or your corporate job in order to start your own business. You might start a soup kitchen. You might start your own beauty cosmetic line. You might even do something that hasn't been done before and start a new line of products that hasn't been created yet. Patent your own products. And I believe that that vision is something that you need to overcome. Overcoming as in knock it out. Do it. Make sure it gets done, because there's only one you. And you don't want anybody to pass through this life and not have been touched by the grace of God that has been put in your hands. You might be the best chef on your block, but if you don't show forth that gift and you don't share that with the world, I mean, there's so many different ways to do it these days. You got YouTube, you're sharing it with the world. You got Instagram, you're sharing it with the world. You can go and get a job working at a company that wants a chef. You're doing it. You're doing it. You're sharing your gift. You're sharing your craft, and you're ultimately conquering the vision, because you're overcoming whatever obstacle tried to set you back from not doing what you were supposed to do. That vision. The vision is, what did you want to do when you were little? It had something to do with what you felt on the inside of you. I used to say I wanted to be a teacher. I used to say I wanted to be a backup dancer. And I also said I wanted to be a lawyer. I had three different things. So dancing, I was a dance instructor for a bit. I still kind of dance here and there. Not as much as I used to. But I did dance, you know, and I do dance here and there. You know, lawyer as in, you know, hey, I love justice. I love law. I may not have gone to school to be a lawyer, but I wanted to bring justice and truth to people regarding things that happen to people that are not right, injustices. So I started even a campaign on Instagram for that. That'll be something to talk about at a later date. Doesn't really have anything to do with what we're doing here. But it's everything about what I felt in my heart about lawyer, teacher. I taught children. I teach Sunday school. You know, I teach them now, and I was a substitute teacher. So I had that ability to use that gift. Everything that I said I wanted to do, I did. I was able to teach dance. I was a dance instructor for a minute. I was able to teach as a teacher. And lawyer as in, I'm doing things. I was able to work as a multicultural affairs director, advocating for other people in different student groups. So that was great. I've been able to use that draw in policy and things of that nature that I really felt in my heart deemed to just kind of push through and help other people. I've always wanted to help other people. I love homeless people. I'm able to give to them on the streets, but I also want to start a program eventually to help them get to where they need to get to. You know, I'm actually working with women. I'm all about women encouragement, not just empowerment, but encouragement. Folks need to be encouraged, you know, and helping them with the team and women that I'm building with Seiko Designs, and just really just pushing myself beyond limitations, beyond what it is that I could ever think or dream for myself, and conquering the vision. This is a part of that. As a child, I had a vision, but God had a vision for me. And with that vision he gave me, I would one day want to build. I would love to be an urban developer. I would love to see businesses be built in order to help build up a community of people that need more help and resources. There's so much that you have inside of you. Your vision usually is bigger than you. But you know what? Want to know the other thing? God always gives you the ability to conquer that vision. And he'll send you resources. He'll send you other people around you. He'll send you people that love what you do and love who you are to help you and conquer that vision. It could be your family. It could be your friends. It could be an investor that you don't even know. That's how much God believes in you, because he's like, I want to see Kalina come to the fullness of her vision. I want to see Stacy do what all I've given her to do to help these models come to a place of having a pure intent when they go and model for these companies, because not everybody has their best interest at heart when it comes to them. I want to see Bill do what he's called to do and work in the finance department so that he can help these marginalized communities come up and learn about all the things that I've given them, the tools to steward money and the things that I've given them. I want to help Kalana, you know, be the best that she can be at anything. You know, I'm just naming folks. I don't know if that's your name, but I'm just saying, you know, with the ability that God's given you, He's given you the ability to conquer the vision, because you're more than conqueror through Him who loves you. So I just want to encourage you today. Be blessed, ladies and gentlemen. Are you in a rock and a hard place? Then you shouldn't stay there. Life is tough. It gets hard. There's so many things that we're all going to go through, and all the things that we've been through, we don't want to keep those things boggling us down from shooting to the moon. I think sometimes we can let life hold us down because we get depressed, or we still feel low, or whatever has come to try to steal our courage, has deemed us to not be able to do those things that we're aligned and called to do in life. And I just want to encourage you that the rock and the hard place is just a place. Places are what? Just places. You know, you can go from different place to place. You don't have to stay in one place. Think about when you go to one city, you just go to either visit or you go to stay, but you could always move from that place. It's a place, but it's not a place that you're supposed to stay. Even if you're somebody that believes in spiritual side of life, and that one day we pass on and we go to another life, this life for me, I believe, is temporary. I moved from here. I lived here for however many years God called me on the earth to finish my purpose. Then He's going to call me up home to glory, where I'm supposed to be light and feathery, so I can just hang out with all my family and friends that have gone on before me and kick it with Jesus and God. Feel me? Right. Walk the streets paved with gold and maybe be doing some hair and makeup up there. And maybe I got my own shop. Who knows? God prepares a table, and He also prepares a mansion, honey. But I'm ready for that on earth, let me just tell you. So I just want to encourage you guys today. Don't stay in that rock and a hard place. Continue to push past what it is that you're going through. We've all been through something. There's a terrible things that have happened even in this year with just society and community. But just know that you're a part of making that better. You are a pivotal point in society to make things better. Just know you are pivoting. And you're a pivotal point. You are that point that people need. You know the new needle point on a record? You know, whoever knows about an old record player, that record player needed to be at a certain point in position so that record could play. You know, you was waiting for your Earth, Wind, and Fire, honey, when you had that on vinyl of your Gloria Gaynor, Anita Baker. Or you might be going back a little further before then. You know, some of y'all was born in the 70s, 60s. It is. But you played that needle point. You had to have it at a certain area, and you had to just put it on, doop, and then it just played seamlessly when it wasn't scratched up. That's you, boo-boo. So I just wanted to encourage you. Don't stay in that rock and a hard place. Keep pressing and keep pushing to your greater. All right? God bless all y'all.